It did.
On the thing.
Well, that came on, both of them. Yeah. There's a red light on the remote, and the little thing says it's recording, and the bar's going back and forth. We are technologically adept. Well, I can push a button with the best of them. That's the truth, man. Then the little machine just goes back and forth and goes up and down, and it'll stop when it wants to. I work at a Ford dealership. I know all about things breaking. We never get people that come in to tell you how wonderfully everything's going well with their car. We get the complaints. Because those are what comes the loudest. Tell the truth to somebody one day and you'll find out how fast and how loud people can react. Well, if I believe that, I'd do whatever I wanted. Well, you do anyway. If I taught that, it'd split the church. Yeah, it would. Sometimes that's the best thing that can happen to a church. Anyhow, today, I want to continue on, if I can, and about the revelation from God. And let's just go ahead and read Matthew chapter 11, three verses again, starting in verse 25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. That's Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. Oh, verse 27 also, sorry. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Said I had six things. The revelation is not creations. Number one, revelation only comes from God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Revelation concerns knowledge, knowing, and believing Jesus Christ. And revelation is not from man. Christ reiterated that. Number five, what I want to try to speak to today, Jesus Christ is the revelation. And number six, revelation happens in time to the child of God and is necessary. So, Jesus Christ is the revelation. Now, what we have here, and I spoke a little bit about it last time, or one time before, this is Christ speaking after he had upbraided three or four cities. Verse 20 is where it started. It says, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. And then he goes, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, woe unto thee, Capernaum, woe unto thee, what was the other one? Bethsaida, oh, Chorazin. What things were hid from these people? This is where Christ said it. Right after he said this, he said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. Right after he said these woes, what was hid to these people? It wasn't the miracle. It wasn't the miracles. People say, oh, if I'd only see a sign from God. didn't do these people a bit of good. And if you'll read the rest of these scriptures, you'll read just the four gospels, no one was ever saved by seeing a miracle. There are miracles aplenty in here. There's water turned to wine, and there's people healed, sight given to the blind, people raised from the dead. Didn't save a one. And no one ever repented because of a miracle. That's not what was hid. He did these things openly. Christ's ministry was a public ministry. But he said, I thank thee, O Father, you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent. It wasn't the miracles that were hidden. It's not. It never has been. What was hidden was the Son. Verse 20, he says this, then began he to upbraid these cities wherein most of what? His mighty works. They saw the works, but they didn't see the his part. They saw the works. They saw the miracles. But they repented not because they did not see him. That, actually, he is what is hid from the lost. You won't hear that in most churches today. That's one of them things. Jesus is known to everyone. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's been hid from the wise and the prudent, and he has been revealed unto babes. Because what does he say on down verse 27? All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth what? Miracles? Signs, wonders, healings, mysteries. No man knoweth the Son. And that includes Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. Right here in this example. And it includes Beckley and Princeton and wherever else you want to go. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he, if you want to, you can leave that word he out because it is in italics. And whomsoever the Son will reveal. Jesus Christ is the revelation. The Son. Now, these folks repented not because they didn't know the Son. It's not because they didn't know the miracles. It's not because they didn't see the miracles. They saw the miracles, but they did not want to bow to the one who performed the miracles. His mighty works. John 16, verse 12. I'm going to go turn there. John 16. And verse 12. Christ speaking. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, so you can't bear them now, but maybe you'll be able to bear them later. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verse 14. He shall glorify me. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. The purpose of revelation is to glorify Jesus Christ. That's it. The Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, he's got many names. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. He shall glorify me. The glorification of our Lord Jesus Christ is of importance to God. And he's going to glorify me, and he's going to tell you. Jesus Christ is the gospel. He's the good news. Our salvation is in a person. It's not in a system. It's not in anything other than God. Right. Our salvation is in God. Salvation is of the Lord. The purpose of the Spirit of God here was to glorify Jesus Christ. This is the one with whom we have to do. This is the one with whom everyone's going to have to do. And this has been true from the beginning of this book to the end of it and beyond. Moses wrote of me. Christ said that. Job wrote of him. Isaiah wrote of him. Jeremiah wrote of him. And the Gospels are all about him. Every prophet in the Old Testament, every book in the Old Testament is a book about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament said he is coming. And he's going to be the Lamb of God. And he's going to be Emmanuel, God with us. He's going to come born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem. He is the revelation. It is in here in black and white. And red and white, where you have the words of Christ in red. But it's in this book from beginning to the end. This book is a book of Christ. And the Spirit speaks of Christ to his people. This is the way of revelation. The Spirit of Truth shall receive of Christ and show it unto you. Matthew 16, we read it, well, it was a couple weeks ago. The great revelation given to Peter. Matthew 16 and verse 16. Christ asked them, "Whom do men say that I am?" They said, "Oh, well, some say you're Elias, some say you're John the some say you're Elias, some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he says, "Whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, Thou art the anointed one. Thou art the chosen one. The Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. And I talked about that. You don't get it from flesh and blood. But it had been revealed. How did Peter know this? It's by revelation. It had been revealed to Peter. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. This is the revelation. Jesus Christ. This Jesus that whom Paul preaches is Christ. This Jesus that was standing there right next to Simon Peter. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the revelation. Anything else is not. And that's it. If it's not about Jesus Christ, it's not the revelation from God. This Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one, because there is no other. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And here, this is one of those places where Jesus Christ says, the Father hath revealed this to you. In John 9, there's the story of the man who was blind from birth. And Christ gave him sight. And everybody rejoiced. Well, no, not exactly. The man had been blind from birth. Then he got questioned by the Jews. And they said, who gave you sight? Give God the glory. The man told them, he says, all I know, and this is all I know. Once I was blind, but now I see. He says, don't give this man credit. He's a sinner. I don't know whether he's a sinner or not. All I know is once I was blind, but now I see. But Christ didn't leave him there. Let me turn there. John chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. Why? Because he disagreed with them. You were altogether born in your sin. You would teach us. And they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. How did this man know that this Jesus was the Christ? It's by revelation. Christ told him personally. He is the revelation. Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? You've seen him, and it's he that's talking with you. Why didn't anybody else believe this? Why? I was listening Friday on my computer to a man preach the gospel. And it was good. Now, his style is a little bit different, a lot different than mine. And it's still wonderful, though, to hear the truth of God proclaimed. And he started out in one spot talking about how we are fallen creatures, but we're here now hearing the gospel preached and rejoicing. And he said it over and over again. We're fallen. You're fallen. I'm fallen. He said, I was in a hole. And I thought immediately, oh yeah. I know the pit from which I've been digged. And he owned up, which is something most preachers don't do. Because he said, I was in a hole. And I was in a hole and I couldn't get out. And then he said, let me be honest. I wasn't trying to get out. That's the truth. I was in a hole and too dumb to know it. I didn't know I was in a hole. I thought I was in my little world. Well, I was. But my little world was a hole. It was a pit. Now, I can remember the pit from which I've been digged. Now, it doesn't say hang around it, but I can remember it. But he went on for a while, and then he said the only way that the fallen will come to love the gospel, will come to love Christ, will come to know Christ, the first step is that the fallen have to be raised. And I like that. Except ye be born from above. You can't see the kingdom of God. Except you be born of the water and the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of God. Walter, we talked about that, and I believe you're right. Where it speaks of in Titus about the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Spirit. There is a natural birth, but for the child of God, there is a spiritual birth. There is being born from above. There is regeneration and there is renewing of the Spirit. Regeneration is a one-time act. It is the bestowing of life on the dead, alienated child of God. Dead in trespasses and sins, knowing nothing about God, still in the pit. But when life comes, where does it come? You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it goes, where the Spirit goes. The wind blows where it listeth. But the Lord does add to the church daily such as should be saved. He does raise the fallen. Now, we're still fallen. We're still depraved. But thank God we are given a new nature. That can receive the things of the Spirit of God. And we receive them by revelation. He takes the things of Christ and shows them to you. And he says it, he shall not speak of himself. I do not hear voices in my head unless someone is talking to me. Okay? You can have a dream, you can have a vision, you can have a hallucination. I've had hallucinations. Now, they were drug-induced, prescribed by a doctor, and they were better than the pain that I was having from a surgery. That's not how the Spirit of God works. He takes what he hears and he shows it to you that this is the truth of Jesus Christ. It's hard to speak about this. It's impossible to an unbeliever. But it's hard even to speak of it because all I have in me is my subjective experience that I have been through. But there have been times and when someone has preached something to me or just said something to me that I had never thought of before. Now, this goes back a few years when it was a lot more common. That I had never thought of before, and I knew immediately that's the truth of God. See, y'all know what I'm talking about. The world doesn't. They have no idea. Because His Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that these are the things of God. That's revelation. And it almost feels, it's another thing, I don't know if I have a proper word, it almost feels like I've always known it, Mason. When something comes in, just that one thing, it's like, yeah, that's right, I knew that all along, even though I didn't. Because it's always been true. Whether I knew it or not, He's always been true. That's revelation. And it's not natural. It is absolutely not natural. One more thing, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I can't go without saying this. First Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 13, which things also we speak. That's what I'm doing here. That's what you do when you're talking to your friends or your family or your enemies or your coworkers. Or all of the above rolled into one. Not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, is that the Holy Ghost teaching us, or that the Holy Ghost has taught us what to say, or that the Holy Ghost teaching while I'm speaking? Yes. All of the above. The only things I have of any value to say is what the Holy Ghost has taught me. And the only thing that you will learn from the Holy Ghost is what the Holy Ghost teaches you of the truth of God. And His witness, His Spirit, bears witness with our spirit that these things are so, and they have always been so, and they will always be so, and he's coming again, and there's going to be some more so. That's the revelation. Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. If it's not him, it's not the Spirit of God. I was picking on Walter when he said about reading Lamentations. I said, oh, that's that depressing guy, Jeremiah. Well, the word Lamentations is complaints. Not necessarily complaints, but talking about things that have gone wrong. That's just talking about man. We were born wrong. And Jeremiah went through some stuff. But Walter corrected me, because I was just picking at him, honestly. And he said, oh, there's some good stuff in there, too. And yes, there is. You'll find Christ in the book of Lamentations. You'll find Christ in the book of Ezekiel. You'll find Christ in the book of Isaiah. You'll find Christ in Hosea, Job, or you're not getting it. There's a lot of people who read this book that don't get it. And they're all making PBS and History Channel specials. Because if you ever watch one of them, you can see for yourself very quickly, very, very succinctly, they don't get it. It is. They're special. They're exactly natural. And the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that these things are so. These things are true. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the revelation that was given to Peter, and that's the revelation given to every single child of God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you'll bow to him, and you'll worship him, and you'll love him, and you'll thank him for him dragging you there against your will. Well, he gave you a new will. He gave you a new mind. He gave you a new heart. And he gives you, to you, to me, new knowledge. It's not new, but it's new to me. It's not new, but it's new to you. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he still is. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day and this time that you sent your spirit. Christ promised and sent the spirit to your people. And he is bearing witness of the things of Jesus Christ and showing them unto us. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, beautiful blessing from you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Joe.